We want to talk about the census stats. So these are 2018 to 2023. So these are already, it's taken them a year to get these stats out, which I don't understand, because surely the data just gets entered into a computer and that's that. Or do they have to kind of go over it and do statistical analysis to make sure it's accurate, John? Is that what's been going on for the last year?
Your guess is as good as mine. They've not said very much as to what has been happening.
Okay.
they are releasing the stats very slowly, much slower than they usually do, which maybe means that the boycott that some people had of the census was partly effective, because people were campaigning not to fill it in. And
yeah, Craig, our DJ Craig, fellow DJ, was he was one of the census data collectors, and he ended up. It was all smiles and happy times at the start of the work, but by the end they were picking, trying to find all the people who were like basically hiding from them. So very unhappy to have statistics collected about them.
Yeah, it's all part of these conspiracy theories that the government's trying to take control of us.
It doesn't do it. The government doesn't do it in such obvious ways. That's the thing. Yeah. Anyway, the stats. So our population. Let me give you the countdown. 2013, 10 years ago, the urban population for Raglan Town was 2,757. 5 years ago, in 2018, it was 3,279. And in 2023, it was 3,717. So that's 1,000 people over the period of 10 years. So if you feel like Raglan's been changing around you, now you have the confirmation. Last time, John, 5 years ago, I had the idea that there were 500 extra people in the Te Uku rural area, and then they've changed their definition of what is the Te Uku rural area, have they?
Well, they've chopped what they're calling Whale Bay out of it. So there's three sort of lines coming out from Raglan. There's Raglan, which includes Raglan West and goes out to this side of Greenslade Road, but not the other side. And then beyond that, there's Whale Bay, which, as I say, is rather a misnomer because it does include parts of Okete, which you don't normally think of as Whale Bay. And then going out beyond that, Whale Bay goes out to sort of the top of the mountain and out to Okete, and then beyond that is Te Uku, which goes out as far as the Ag Research Village. In fact, as far as Hedden Road, if you know that, along the main road.
It's basically most of the Whangaroa ward that Lisa Thompson's the councillor for. Yeah. So I was mentally, while you were talking, calculating the increase in population and those two combined rural areas, Whale Bay and Te Uku, and I can see it probably did go up about 500 between 2018 and 2013. But between 2023 and 2018, I'm saying the numbers backwards, the years backwards, it didn't go up nearly so much. Probably 200 at most, I would say. So I guess, what was that? Would that have been lifestyle blocks in the previous 5 years happening? And the council has put a stop to that, so that's probably why that slowed down.
Yeah, but I think generally that people have just been filling in here and there, and of course we've got the new development schemes for Te Uku as well.
That's 34 lifestyle blocks, so we're talking, what, 80 people, maybe?
Yeah, because one of the other figures they've come up with is the number of people mostly working from home.
Yes.
And in the Waikato region, that's gone up from 11.7% 10 years ago to 18.5% now.
Okay.
So more than 50% increase in the almost doubling of the number of people working at home.
Isn't there a bit of
which means that people don't have to commute into Auckland or...
A bit of a move now to attack people from working at home? The government's mounted one or something, or the employers' groups? I mean, all the people I know who work from home, including me, I do a lot of work from home, work very hard.
Well, those are statistics for people mainly working at home.
Yeah.
And there are people who work 4 out of 5 days in the office, and the fifth day they work at home. So
yeah, I know a couple of council staff who do that, one day at home.
And it's those people that the government is attacking and saying they ought to be going into their offices 5 days a week, not 4 days a week.
And spending money in cafes.
Yes.
Well, that's because the stupid government fired 50,000 workers, and now there's no one to eat the food in the cafes in Wellington.
Yeah,
they're such a bunch of morons.
It seems a very inefficient way to subsidise cafes as well.
Yeah, they should just give them some cash and be done with it. It'd be a lot easier. I want to come back to, because I asked a question about, have the number of homes gone up? Like, we've had an increase of 500 people in town. Have we had a similar percentage increase in the number of homes in town, John?
Yeah, well, we've got the dwellings owned and the dwellings rented. The dwellings rented have gone down, which is why there's a shortage of places to rent.
Because there's been a shortage for probably most of the last 10 years.
But the dwellings owned have gone up. So they've gone up from 468 in 2013 to 810 now in Raglan. So almost doubled.
But
And the number rented has gone down a bit. It's gone down from 417 to 363. But that certainly doesn't account for that big increase in dwellings owned.
Why?
So there's quite a lot of new dwellings in there as well.
So it was basically 50-50 between dwellings owned and dwellings rented 10 years ago, and now it's much more skewed to owned.
Yep.
That's interesting. Why? I don't understand.
The number of unoccupied has remained pretty much the same.
Does that's just more of a sign that there's more people working out here. No, I don't know what that's a sign of, actually.
Yes, I think you're right.
Okay.
It's that people no longer need to have an office. They just need a laptop, and they can sort of sit on the beach and work if they want. But
have you tried sitting on the beach with your laptop and working, John?
It does get sand in it if it's windy.
Yeah, exactly. The unoccupied private dwellings has stayed pretty static, around about 500 over the last 10 years, a little bit of an increase. That's always an interesting one when we've got homeless people knowing that there's 528 unoccupied private dwellings in town. I know it's not that simple an equation, but
I'm interested to see that the number of Kaingaura houses, state housing, has gone up from 6 to 12. Not a great increase, but doubling. So I'm not sure. Oh, well, I don't know where they are, and I've not noticed that there are any new state houses, so maybe they've bought some.
It's hard to know. Okay, so what have we learned from this, John? Just that our population in town is growing.
So it's quite a rapid increase. I looked at the percentages, and the percentage increase is up 10.5% for occupied private dwellings.
Why don't you send me these? Sorry, folks, I'm just looking at John's laptop now. have we got a socioeconomic breakdown yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't got the income figures yet. There's something which I found that said under $200, and I couldn't work out what it was under $200 of, whether it was income or rent or what it was.
So that's not very helpful then, is it?
Because, one of the problems that certainly I find is that the longer statistics come out, the harder they seem to be to get. so you have to download a file that's over a megabyte large to start extracting these figures from them.
It's just very raw data.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that includes the whole country, and you find Raglan in amongst all that lot.
The only thing I can say, I mean, we know the socioeconomic thing is changing, and like 2 years ago, I remember driving over to Whangamata at Christmas because our daughter Adie was working over there, and so she was working either side of Christmas, so I thought we'd go to her. And I remember driving over there, and we'd be driving along, and then these big, very flash SUVs would roar up behind us and then overtake us and zoom off. And it's not like I drive slowly. But we're like, oh, yeah, those are rich Aucklanders coming down to their batches at Whitty, because they were quite plush vehicles. And then in the last year or so, I started seeing lots of those vehicles around Raglan, like that we never used to see. Our cars used to be relatively beat up. So this is not a proper statistical survey, but certainly anecdotally, we're noticing signs of change.
Yeah, because we have got the figures on vehicles as well. So no motor vehicle, one motor vehicle, two, three, four, five.
How many an individual owns? Hold on, John, is that an individual can own five motor vehicles or?
Well, the household.
The household. Yeah. Okay, the household. That makes more sense. Yeah.
So these are household statistics. So the number with no motor vehicle has gone down from 81 to 42.
So it's halved. So
there's only 42 of us who don't have a car.
So that's a sign of the changing socioeconomic landscape, isn't it?
It's also a sign probably of public transport gradually getting worse and worse.
Has it got worse? I thought we had more buses.
Oh, we've got one more bus, but then when you get beyond Hamilton, generally public transport has got worse because right. there's no longer a competitor for intercity buses. So intercity buses have cut their services quite a lot.
Okay.
For example, it's no longer possible on 3 days a week to travel from Wellington to Raglan in one day by bus.
Okay, which you try to do, obviously.
Yes.
Yeah. The number of houses with one motor vehicle, that's dropped as well from 2018 to 2023. Not a lot, but given that the population has grown by 1,000 people in that time, I think that's quite significant too. And I'd put that down to wealth, I would say. Yeah.
Because even the people with five motor vehicles has grown from 15 to 18, which is quite a lot of motor vehicles to have in one house.
Those are people who collect cars, I think. It's the only way to describe. That's a collection.
And as I say, it's quite hard to find these figures, so I totally I don't understand the total motor vehicles figures, which are quite a lot lower than adding up all those figures above them. So I think maybe that's an indication of the increase in the number of vehicles that we've got, but it's not an accurate figure, so that's gone up from 1,062 to 1,191, which isn't a huge increase, but 10% increase in the number of motor vehicles in the area, which probably fits in with the increase in the households we've got as well. So that's maybe no surprise. There's obviously more figures to come out,
in particular,
the income figures, but.
Yeah, what about the breakdown, the proportion of Māori living in our community? Has that changed?
Yes, it has. Māori have moved out of Raglan and into the surrounding areas.
Is that the fire truck about to go past us?
Might be.
Tanya's going to look out the window.
Could be the ambulance, but...
it's the ambulance,
yeah.
Tanya says.
Hopefully that doesn't come over the radio too much, but...
it's pretty loud. No, it's the police.
It's a police car going somewhere.
Were they pulling their siren on the car in front of them? Is that
the car's not pulling over?
They're too frightened. They're freaked out now. If you're listening on the radio and that's you, pull over for your own.
It's a branded car too.
because the reason I asked that question, John, was because Lisa Thompson had said that the percentage of Māori population of the area school had dropped from 50% to 30%. And I can't remember what the time period was, but probably similar to this kind of a decade.
Yeah, well, that fits in with the statistics, yes. So Māori have increased in Whale Bay and or so-called Whale Bay and in Tiuku, or so-called Tiuku, but they've decreased in Raglan, which maybe shows that prices are increasing. And Malibu was one of the people who moved out and was Māori and had been in Raglan. And one of the influences of that was the cost of housing.
Yeah, okay. So when John's talking about Tuku and Whale Bay, he's talking about the whole Whangaroa area. So they've moved into rural areas. It's still Raglan area school, though.
Yep. except there's increasing numbers on the bus. So I think, and the bus tends to fill up with school kids once it's outside Raglan rather than inside Raglan. So I think if you've got to bus into Raglan or you've got the choice of busing to Hamilton, maybe you choose to bus to Hamilton rather than Raglan.
Oh, because you're already halfway there. Yeah. Okay, now there's one last thing we want to squeeze in before we get Tanya in for a chat. John, what's this? you're talking about buses again.
Yes, it's fairly non-inconclusive email that I've got, but I've been trying to find out why they're spending an extra $57,000 a year on the Raglan bus to send it out to Manu Bay. I've got an answer back which says that did a report, or consultants called Oricon did a report, and there was engagement with the community board, which I gather is just the chair of the community board, And the recommendations resulted in the extension to Manu Bay for another 2 years. So it looks as though we're going to have virtually empty buses going out to Manu Bay for another couple of years.
Isn't that a trial, though, to see if they can build up the customer base?
It is. Well, that's what they're saying, yes, to evaluate the service over a two-year trial and look at other options beyond that time, depending on demand. So, as you say, yeah, how many people are going to use it? But I can't imagine many people using it because it depends on the tide times as to whether it suits surfers. Probably most surfers don't want to have to wait around until the next bus 4 hours later.
So it's not every bus going out there?
It's only two buses a day, so the two morning buses go out there, so you need to come back by 1:30.
Yeah, well, we need to remind people that the idea for an internal Raglan bus is gone now.
Money could have been spent on that, but yeah.
An hourly bus, I don't know if 57,000 would be enough, but anyway, an hourly bus is a much better solution than twice a day, given the tidal situation. Although, it's not so much the tidal situation, it's just when the surf is good.
Yeah.
It comes and goes.
And a handful of people like me think it's a great thing because we can catch the bus out to Manu Bay and walk back. But it's not walking back the first part, it's rock hopping back. So it's not doesn't suit everyone who likes strolling along the beach. Going the other way, as we mentioned before, they timed it so that you have only just over an hour in Hamilton before you've got to come back. So again, I can't see that it's going to build up any numbers of people on it.
So that's if you live out that way and you want to bus into Hamilton.
Yes.
Right, you've got to get everything
done
in an
hour.
You've
got just over an hour in Hamilton, and you've got to come back again.
Okay. So that's the buses. Did you want to mention the seabed mining? We've got like half a minute.
Yep. Just to mention that's on the fast-track list that was produced yesterday, and that's obviously CASM and various other groups are up in arms against it and deciding what they might do. We've yet to hear a timetable on that, so I don't know what is going to happen.
At this point in time, I don't know why we aren't storming the beehive. Like, this is a very undemocratic government. In the background there's still this thing about the fishing industry, which is a huge supporter of New Zealand First, not liking the seabed mining. And I have a feeling, what I'm hoping, and this is just a hope, is that they've tried to please seabed mining by putting them on the list at the moment, but they might not actually approve them ultimately because there is a panel that makes decisions and they'll have a complete lack of proper amount of time to make their judgment, but there is a panel making a judgment.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying that's my hope, but we'll see. All right, John, thank you for coming in. You're on the air tonight at 6?
Yep.
What are you doing? More census details?
Probably. Yeah.
Probably. All right, folks. If you want all the details, John's your man, 6 o'clock here on 98.1 FM. We're going to have a little break, and we're going to talk to Tanya in just a moment.